We share what we know and stay in contact, usually every few weeks, said Selva Menendez, a cousin of the Gonzalez family, who often acts as a translator for Haiti and Blas Gonzalez, who speak little English. We believe if we find one of the girls, the other will be nearby. The trail of Beth Kenyon, also an aspiring model like many of Wilder's victims, ended at the gas station near the Coral Gables Elementary School, where she taught. Her car was found at Miami International Airport. Her family has never stopped looking for her. If somebody calls up and says our daughter is on the moon, we will send somebody to the moon to look for her, said Mrs. Kenyon. But the family's search has come up painfully short of information on what happened to Beth. The posters mailed to churches and sheriff's offices and supermarkets across Florida have resulted in no plausible leads. A six-day search for a cabin in North Alabama, where a psychic said the woman might be, also proved fruitless. Dead ends, just as with leads to Canada and South America. We are still where we were March 6th. We haven't gotten her past that gas station, Dolores Kenyon said. Like Haiti Gonzalez, Mrs. Kenyon keeps a small hope in her heart that her daughter is still alive. She has shipped all of Beth's belongings from her Coral Gables apartment to the family's permanent home in Lockport, New York. And she waits, hopes, and prays for the day her daughter will use them again. Everything is waiting for her, Mrs. Kenyon said. Her bedroom is waiting for her. Everything is as it was. You just have to hope, that's all. And pray. And then she began to cry.